Good morning, everybody. This is Captain Jack. I'm here with the Alkaline Sisters.
Yes, we're back.
And we're excited. We're here to talk about getting well and healthy on alkaline water. We've been doing this for 6 or 7 months. We've taken a little hiatus for 7 weeks. And so we're back.
Yes, we are. Back from our summer vacation.
Yeah. Oh, and I got to say, you've been in 7 weeks. You know, we haven't been around. It's been a long time, but I almost got to the point where I was missing you guys.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew
almost.
Well, it's about time, Jack. Gee.
Hogwarts.
I mean, I think I only had a couple of phone calls from him. That was it.
Yeah.
Well he claims that he can never get through to me, so I don't know. It might have been more than a couple.
Well, he calls me to looking for you.
Yeah. That's right. I can never get a hold of you.
Yeah, he's just learning texting, you know, the modern way of technology of communication. So do you got it down now, bro?
I got it. Yeah. I want to say for first-time listeners, we're going to do a short refresher course on what alkaline water is and for your short and long-term health benefits of drinking water. And then we've got a message from a couple of users of the water
Yes, great testimonies.
Yeah, and that's really powerful stuff. So we want to make sure everybody is really listens to this today and you know, really gets the message. Because we're only going to be on sporadically? How do you spell that?
Sporadically?
Sporadically.
That's it.
Yeah. Yep.
Sporadically.
Try spelling that one.
So we're not going to be, a regular part of the Saturday thing like we were before. So I want everybody to take advantage. And so I strongly encourage you to listen, if you're listening, to call in our toll-free number so we can include you in our upcoming live demonstrations of the water. And ladies, what's that number?
888-880-4540.
You guys are rusty.
I know. Let's
do
it again.
One more time.
888-880-4540.
Yeah, and these are free events that, we do a live demonstration of the water, and we give you the alkaline water to drink for free.
That's right. And we also do, a 30-day challenge. We'll let you drink the water for 30 days, and some of us will even let you go longer than that.
Well, I have. I got a couple.
Yeah, you've been pretty nice to your people there, Jack.
I'm not in it for, I want people to feel better,
I know.
And if they show an interest and they get the water, I'm more than happy.
Absolutely. Well, look at how long you were schlupping the water out of my house, huh? 3 months, 4 months. Yeah. That's your favorite word. You know, I've never used that word before.
Schlepping. That's a good Jewish
term. Actually, it was a pleasure to do that with Jack over here.
Well,
that's how I met him.
You know, to see him get great results like he did, it paid off. It really did.
And as so many of the people I talked to, you know, Woody and his knees and his hips. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We did a demo on Saturday down in Oxnard, Port Hueneme, for a retirement community. And I had 35, 40 people in there, and they really, really got into it because the message is so powerful. And here's Woody jumping up and down off the fireplace hearth,
Oh my gosh.
He goes nuts.
Is he still jumping around?
Yeah, and say 75 years old, the guy used to be not be able to even hardly walk because his knees were bad, and you're kind of always reminded of the pain. And now he's jumping around. And
he's doing
like he's an athlete again.
One of the women there said, "Don't do that, you'll hurt yourself."
Well, he's loving the attention.
I bet.
But, we got some guests today. PJ's going to come on here in a second, and we've got someone else, Ron, is going to come on. But let's go ahead and start talking to some of them. Now, you invited PJ.
Yeah, I invited PJ. Her name is PJ Blue, and she's from Tucson, Arizona. Are you there, PJ?
I'm here.
Great. Well, welcome to our show. Thank you so much for coming on, and we wanted to get your story and hear what you have to say about the water and what the water had done for you, because how I met you, real quickly, I had was looking for somebody in Tucson, Arizona to give the water to a lady that had fibromyalgia, and you were willing, from what I hear, to drive 100 miles if you had to help somebody because of your compassion for people, because too what it had done and helped, what it had done for you. So if you can go ahead and tell our audience your story, we'd really appreciate that.
How old are you, PJ?
I'm 62.
Well, so you're right up there with me. So you got all those degenerative diseases that everybody has when they start getting past about 45, And that's one of the things the water really helps with. So tell us again, what's going on? How'd you get to where you are?
Well, in 2007, April of 2007, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I had a lumpectomy. And 5 days later, they found it in two of the lymph nodes under my arm, so they removed the lymph nodes. And having the two operations within 5 days of each other, I literally thought that I was dying. It was, everything got infected, and it was awful. So then they told me that I had to do chemo. Well, in the meantime, I had set up my desk researching everything I could on why did I get cancer, because
yeah.
You almost feel like your body has violated you, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I just kept coming across, you know, alkaline, but it was all food. There was nothing really about water that I had found. If I had, I wish I would have found it back then. But so I changed my diet to all alkaline foods, and my cancer just was not there. I mean, it was just, they couldn't believe it. The doctor said, if you don't do chemo, in 2 years you'll be dead. Well, it's been since 2007, but you know, you kind of like slack off, like you do when you're on a diet, you know, you start losing weight and then you think you can start eating again and you gain all your weight back. Well, I kind of got off my alkaline food diet, so to speak, and my cancer came back in December of 2009.
Ooh.
And I actually thought that was my death sentence, because everybody says if you have a reoccurrence, you know, it's horrible. And
now, did it come back in the same breast or a different breast at
the,
that time?
The same breast.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was December the 21st. They did biopsy on all three tumors, and all three were cancerous. So I wanted to get through the holidays, and on January the 5th, I went to a surgeon, and a woman surgeon, and she was, you know, preparing everything for me to have a mastectomy and do the chemo. And I said, I can't. And she looked at me and she said, what do you mean you can't? And I said, I can't. And she said, you have to. And I said, well, I don't have to. I said, I just want to do something natural. And at that time, back, you know, just back in January of this year, I still didn't know about alkaline water. So she closed the folder and she said, don't come back and see me.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Walked out of the office.
That's not nice.
She had a great bedside manner.
Yeah.
Kidding. That's, wow.
That was an oncologist or the surgeon?
This was a surgeon, a breast surgeon.
Okay.
So my daughter was with me, and we, like, looked at each other and I walked out. And that was January the 5th. I didn't know what I was going to do. And on January the 7th, my phone rang. It was one of my friends, and she asked me how I was doing, and I said, oh, God, Vicki, my cancer came back. She said, come and see me today, and she's a massage therapist. And I said, well, I can't come today. I can come tomorrow. She said, can you come at 1 o'clock? And I said, yeah, I'll be there at 1. Well, she was so emphatic about the time, I just assumed that she was going to give me a massage because she felt sorry for me. And I walked in, and she had an alkaline machine and gave me two gallons of water. And she said, I want you to drink two gallons of this. And I said, what is it? She said, it's alkaline water. And I said, oh, my God, where did you get it? So she took me in the kitchen. She showed me the machine, and I said, oh, my God. I said, I've been studying alkaline. And she said, you know, cancer can't. And I finished her sentence, living in an alkaline body. So I drank 2 gallons a day.
Wow.
And I knew nothing about it other than cancer can't live in an alkaline body. I knew nothing. I didn't know, you know, what company made it. I didn't know anything. At that point in time, if she would have handed me kerosene, I would have drank it, or motor oil. And so I drank, starting January the 7th, I drank 2 gallons a day. And on March 22nd, I went in for a mammogram, and there was no tumors in my breast.
Awesome.
At all.
Awesome. Oh, so, PJ, did you change your diet as obviously as well. That's what you started off with, correct?
Right, correct.
Right, so you went from an alkaline diet to alkaline water, so you kind of did a double whammy, and that really gave you the results, obviously.
Oh, yeah. And since I've met with you guys and talked on the show a month or so ago, I became so involved in health and wanting to help people that I am almost near my degree. In about 2 weeks, I'll get my clinical nutrition degree.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Wow, congratulations.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Really?
So did you ever call that doctor back? Or give them...
Well, I had to call her because when I started drinking the water, I mean, I knew I had to get another mammogram, and but I felt my tumors going away, and I called my daughter. It was about, I don't know, March 15th or something, and I said, my tumors aren't in my breast, and she goes, Mom, I said, they're not there. So I called this doctor to have, because you need an order for a mammogram. And she said, absolutely not. She would not order me a mammogram.
Oh, that's crazy.
You need surgery. So I had to call my family doctor, and he ordered it for me. But when I got my books for my clinical nutrition degree, I'm doing it long distance, out of California. And the very first chapter... Now, I have three books, and they're each probably over 1,000 pages of nutrition. The very first chapter is water.
Wow.
That's good to know. Important.
When I opened up that book and I saw water as the first chapter, I started crying.
Aww.
Well, we're 75% water, so it stands to reason that, you know, the better the water, and certainly if it's alkaline, it's going to be helping you.
So what does that chapter say? I'd like to know a little bit about that chapter.
Well, I mean, actually, I'm going to paraphrase a lot of it because it's you know, about 100 pages long. But basically, they're saying that water is the primary component, you know, of course, of our body fluid, our blood, our digestive juices, or even our tears, our urine, our sweat. But it's also involved in all of our, you know, all of our functions, our digestion, our absorption, you know, elimination. I mean, water does everything for our body. And they're suggesting that we drink 12 cups of water a day to stay hydrated. And most people are dehydrated. And actually, unless you're born with a disease like a defective heart valve or whatever, most diseases today are caused by over-acidity or dehydration. And most people only drink, on the average, 1 to 4 cups of water a day, and we need 12 to really sustain our bodily.
I'm so glad you're telling everyone this.
Well, all the teenagers out there drink plenty of water. Unfortunately, it's
soda.
So it is.
Yeah.
Which is really, really bad.
But, you know, I mean, people say, you know, I had somebody say, water? How did water make your tumors go away? It's just water. And I said, thank God.
I love
they,
that.
Like, looked at me, and I said, I drank water. I like I just told you guys, I would have drank kerosene, motor oil, gasoline. I would have drank anything not to have a breast cut off and do chemo. And I said, thank God it was nice, healthy water that has done other things for my body. I mean, I share with you my age. I mean, I look like I'm 45. I feel like I'm 30.
Wow,
I mean,
that's great. Great, congratulations.
You know, I mean, they're jumping around here like they're puppies. And my 10-year-old grandson was over here the other day, and he goes, Grandma, I have a headache. And he said, you have an ibuprofen. So I went in the kitchen, and I gave him a glass of alkaline water. And he said, where's the ibuprofen? And I said, you don't need it. Drink this water. You have a headache because you're dehydrated. And he drank it, and he's watching TV, and 10 minutes later, he goes, Grandma, my headache's gone.
Yeah,
I know.
That definitely
works.
Yeah, PJ. Yeah, PJ. The water. One of the big aspects of the water, besides being alkaline, is it's anti-inflammatory. So it's already taken the place of the ibuprofen. You know, and then it's hydrating the brain, which takes care of the headache. That's a double whammy right there.
Yep. And PJ, as you were saying about children, I have a 10-year-old myself. It really affects kids a lot faster. I believe than adults because of the size of their bodies.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we all owe it to tell our family, our friends, anybody that will listen to it. Water is a nutrient, and people don't understand that it's a nutrient. It's the most important nutrient that we can put in our body. It's unsurpassed the way it has the ability to heal us. And, yeah. I mean, just think about water, the other aspects of water. Where do people go on vacation? They go to the beachfront. They take cruises. Water is healing. I mean, you turn on a fountain, people put fountains in their yards. Water is like the universal concept of everything that we know of life, and people don't understand. I mean, they turn on a faucet, and they usually hold their nose because it smells like chlorine or whatever. They don't realize the importance of water, and I just...
Good
I just
water.
Especially good water.
It has to be the right kind of water, because people are probably out there thinking, oh, well, I have great bottled water at home. It's not the same thing.
Well, if you remember when we do the demonstrations, what we're trying to do is drink alkaline. We're trying to drink... anti-inflammatory, negative ORP, and all of those waters, are acid. They're acid-based.
They are. Mm-hmm. They're aging.
I've tested about every water that there is, some are more alkaline, but the majority of the bottled water is like you're drinking acid. And I do something a little bit differently when I do a demonstration to show people the value of the water, the alkalinity of it, and the pH level. Everybody just puts the drops in all at once, but I wait till that final thing when I have my glass of alkaline water. I put the drops in at the end after I show everybody how acidic it is on the pH level scale.
Yes.
And then I drop those drops in that last glass and turns that bright purple. Everyone gasps.
And it's beautiful, isn't it?
It's a pretty purple.
It is pretty purple. Mm. And purple is a sign of royalty,
That's right.
Absolutely. Well,
this
gosh.
Amazing.
But we just want all those viewers out there to really understand that, we're not talking about any water. We're talking about specific water. That's why we're doing this radio show, so that we can get basically share that message with everyone, that those bottled waters that you get off the counters have been sitting, that are old and aging for 6 months.
Yep.
Who knows how long they've been sitting in warehouses.
Yeah, too. And then the plastic that's seeping into the water,
It's not good for you. And unfortunately, if you don't have your own device, you're going to continue to buy plastic, leaching plastic in your water.
I want to clear something. I don't want anybody to think they're out there that it's acid water. It's acidic water.
Exactly.
If you test it and you test the acidity, it's on the acid side.
Exactly.
Well, gosh, PJ, what a great testimony, and we sure appreciate you coming on today to give that again, and hopefully you will continue to put that message out. And
I'm sure she
people.
Sounds like she's telling everybody, which she should.
Absolutely. And
Another thing that you don't know is the health and wellness newspaper that we all get. They're doing a feature story on me, so I will be there, and it should come out this month.
Fantastic.
Well, send us one. We want one.
Yeah, hey, you guys didn't tell me we had royalty on.
Yeah.
Wow. She's a published author.
That's awesome.
And
congratulations.
What a great name. PJ Blue, thank you so much from Tucson, Arizona.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, PJ. I really appreciate it. I know your message is going to get out to a lot of people, and they're going to say, hey, this really has something to go for. This is something that we really need to do, and that means they need to call us, and they need to take a message from PJ Blue.
Absolutely.
Your body will heal itself with the right nutrients, and water is the best nutrient you can put in your body, alkaline water. So thank you very much, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, PJ. Thanks again.
Yeah. I, Thank you for having her on. I forgot what a great guest she was when we had her on before.
Good testimony.
And I would like to say, you know, we do have demos to, you know, all over town, Ventura, Oxnard, West Hills, Camarillo. And if anybody wants a call to get more information about where the demos are, you can call us at 888-880-4540. Again, that's 888-880-4540.
It is 888-880-4540.
You got to do this more often. You guys are way off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, we can try it again.
How about one more time? 888-880-4540. Is that better, Jack?
Well, that's much better.
He likes us to do it together. I mean, it's cute, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I was remiss. I should have discussed this first, but... I want to just tell you that the statements made that on this program today are not being evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and are not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease. If you have any medical condition, please contact your physician.
Physician.
Do not alter your medical treatment or use medications without consulting a healthcare provider. So. In other words, don't stop taking your medications because you're feeling better because you drank the water.
Absolutely.
Go in there. You do like I do. Go in there and get a physical. And then a guy says, what have you been doing? I said, well, I've been drinking alkaline water.
I love that part. That's why this great testimony that's coming up here, this is, I'd like to introduce to our viewers, our listeners. This is Ron Folks from Ron Folks Glass. He started drinking the water, and I will let him tell you how it started and what it's done for him. But he's got a great testimony. Ron, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you tell our viewers what, first of all, I met you actually through your wife and invited you to come to actually one of my my sisters and I luncheon. It was a demonstration for this particular water. And actually it was the following day. And I noticed after you had had maybe four or five glasses, you looked really bright-eyed and kind of bushy-tailed, and the look on your face was, wow,
you were wiggling.
He's a squirrel?
What was this water doing to me? And I thought, oh, my gosh, he really got a buzz from this. So I'm going to let you finish from there on how it went for you.
Okay, well, like you said, we were at the California Grill watching the demo, and I started drinking this water, and immediately I just loved the taste of it. I couldn't believe how smooth and how light it was, and it was just making me feel really good. And so Claudette said, well, hey, why don't you let me give you some water and you and Karen try it out. And I said, great. So we started getting water from Claudette every 3 days. We'd go get our jugs of water. We drink about a gallon a day, and then I just started feeling a lot better being on this water. I wasn't a real water drinker before. My wife always was, but I didn't really like the taste of regular water. And this water really tasted good to me. So I started drinking it, and finally, after about 3 weeks, I didn't change my diet. I didn't do anything. I wasn't even exercising, and I lost 15 pounds in the first 3 weeks.
I know. That was exciting when you told me that.
Oh, my
wow.
God. I go, man, if I just change my diet now, what else would this do to me? So I changed my diet, and, you know, I cut out greasy foods and French fries and chips and sweets, and I quit.
Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so.
And how about soda?
I quit drinking my Diet Coke for lunch.
Oh, good. Oh. I'm so proud of you.
And the main reason that I purchased this, after 3 weeks, I was hooked. I said, I got to have this machine. You know, I want it. And the reason I really bought it was for my health, because I'm taking meds. I was taking some cholesterol medicine, some acid reflux medicine, and blood pressure medicine.
And how long were you on those meds for?
Oh, years.
How old are you?
I've been taking acid reflux for like 20 years. I get heartburn really bad.
So he knows he's at least 20 years old. So
no, he's not. Tell him how old you are, Ron.
I'm 54.
Yeah. Okay.
And you recently actually saw your doctor for your blood work. But you know what? I'm going to let you finish this because this is the best part.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, you know, to get meds, you got to go get a blood draw every 6 months. So, you know, my last blood draw was May 27th, And I wasn't on the water at that point. And I started drinking the water right after that. And I told my doctor what I was doing. He was all for it. He goes, "Okay, well, that sounds good." He goes, "You're gonna be my little guinea pig here." You know? And so I started drinking this water consistently every day. And after 4 months, I've lost 28 pounds. Okay.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yay.
Bravo.
Congratulations.
Last week, I went to my doctor to get my blood draw, and my doctor first thought the lab screwed up my test because he could not believe my numbers. And my numbers really, really came down from drinking this water. And so at the end of the test, you know, my cholesterol was 205, and it came down to 162.
Oh, my gosh.
My
That's
uric
awesome.
Acid,
wow.
9.5, okay? You're not supposed to be over 8.4. My uric acid was 9.5. Last week it was 4.5.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Holy
awesome.
Moly.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
That's tremendous. I had to.
Cholesterols were at 253 in May. You're not supposed to be over 150.
What was that again?
Triglycerides.
Okay.
They were 253, and last week they came down to 79.
Can you believe that?
Oh, my gosh. That is fantastic.
And he has it all printed out in writing.
All printed out, and then the best part is at the end of my doctor's appointment, my doctor said, "Congratulations, I'm taking you off all your meds."
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
that
my
just,
gosh. Congratulations again.
That's just great, Ron.
Yeah, I forgot to say the day that I did go in there in May, my blood pressure was always like around 140 over 90. And when I went back last week, my blood pressure dropped to 103 over 70.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great.
I'm telling you, this guy, I've
seen. You're a walking testimony.
I know. The changes were unbelievable. And we talk at least 3-4 times a week.
You actually look great. When I saw you at the last demo that we were at the, what was it,
yeah,
the Sheraton?
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
I thought you looked great. I wasn't flirting too much, was I?
No. Actually, and the best part of this whole thing, I had 2 foot surgeries at the end of 2008 and the beginning of 2009. And about a year and a half after my foot surgeries, my foot was still hurting me. It was hurting me bad. Every day I came home, I would complain to my wife about my foot. I went back to my foot doctor, and I talked to him about it. And he goes, "Let me see your orthotics." And so he got them, and he made an adjustment to them. He goes, "While you're here, let me shoot another x-ray," a year and a half later. And I says, "Okay, great." He came back in the room. He goes, "Here's the reason that your foot is not healing right. You have a circulation problem in your foot." I go, "Oh, great. So what's that mean?" He goes, "Well, it's going to take a lot longer to heal because your body's not allowing yourself to heal normally." And so I said, "What, I'm going to have good days and bad days from now on?" He goes, "Pretty much." And so I start drinking this water that Claudette gave me, and after 10 days on this water, I haven't had any foot pain now for over 4 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Not
awesome.
You just keep
Yay.
Getting better. You're like the bionic man all over again without having the surgeries.
Like I said, Claudette, I'm like a walking testimonial.
I know. Mm-hmm. I love sharing his story with everybody.
My family sees it. My employees, people that come into my business, they're all like, "God, you look great. You've lost weight. What are you doing?" I go, "I'm just drinking water."
See? So, Ron, you had one of your feet where your foot was
both
giving you fits.
Yes.
Yeah, it was giving you fits, so you went to a foot doctor. If both of them had been aching, would you have gone to a feet doctor?
Oh, he's being funny now.
Ha ha. Okay. Artie, arf, arf, arf.
Yeah, like my son says, that's a dad joke.
Yeah.
So we try to be kind of fun on the show, too. We're just not all serious. We kind of have to throw a few laughs here and there.
But we are serious about what that water does
You're right.
for people.
Absolutely.
But, very serious.
It really, really does work. I'm giving water now to like 25 people. You know?
Good job. And what do you want to tell everybody out there? You've got to drink.
You've got to drink ionized alkaline water.
Good job.
It's the best water that you could put in your body because the disease cannot live in an alkaline body.
Yeah. And it's absolutely free to come to one of our demonstrations.
Yep.
We give out the water.
Thank you, Ron.
We ask for nothing in return but just to come and try it and call over here at the radio station at 888-880-4540 and you can get more information.
Yeah, just leave your name and phone number and we'll get back to you. We'll talk to you see what your situation is and get you to a demonstration or come out and talk to you in person.
We'll have to maybe bring his wife on next time, because Karen is she's got some great results too on this water.
I know.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
but Ron?
Karen was eating Tums every day, and she hasn't had a Tums since she started this water.
Really?
That's great. Yeah. She's another great testimony. I really appreciate you coming on, Ron. This is really good. Boy, I want copies of your papers.
Yeah. You got it. No problem.
Me too.
Because I want, you know, I want people to see it. I don't want them just to hear this because they look at you like, oh, sure. It's like, no, this is the real thing.
Yeah, well, the same thing happened to me. I mean, I had my physical from 2 years ago, and then I had blood numbers last March, and, you know, cholesterol was down 103 points.
That's great.
Triglycerides were down to like 59
look
or something.
Look what we're doing, though. We're changing. We're helping people live longer. I'm not saying that we're not claiming anything, but I really think that eventually when you start to, your body starts to heal itself like it is, it's obviously telling you that this is the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to put all these drugs in your body.
Absolutely.
Unless you absolutely have to have it by your doctor, obviously, and then do what Ron did.
Well, I was having a discussion with somebody the other day about, drinking this water, getting the acid down. Most of us walk around in an acidic state,
exactly.
And the cancer rates are up and all that stuff. And, by drinking the water, you can get yourself back to homeostasis and allow your body to heal itself.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
This is a situation where years and years and years ago, when we were an agrarian society, you weren't eating processed foods and stuff like that, which throws you to the acid side. So we didn't have that problem.
No, we didn't. We didn't know a lot of things either. So this is a good thing. Actually, this ionized water has been around for 35 years, 37 years, actually.
Yeah.
So we're late bloomers in this country.
Well, we're always behind. I mean, that's in Japan. It's
remember, this water is a copy of the water that it comes
came
out
from the glaciers.
In Lourdes,
right.
France.
That's right.
Where the healing thing. That's a great mecca for many religions.
And look at how long it's been in Japan. And Japanese people are the longest living civilization of people in the world. I mean, Okinawa is one of the places that they have this water, these machines over there. Actually, in hospitals is where it started out.
Yes, it is.
For 15 years in hospitals, and then it finally
it's certified, though, out of their country. And but it's, you know what? Who cares?
drink the water. Give us a call. Go to a demo. Prove it to yourself. Don't. I've been saying this from day one when we did our first program.
I know.
Don't believe anything you hear. Just drink the water and experience it yourself.
Ron, I appreciate your time and thank you so much. And actually, I'll talk to you later and we'll get together again. And you're going to give me copies of your papers, okay?
Not a problem.
Thanks, Ron.
Anybody out there in the Somas or Camarillo area, they're welcome to come by Ron's Glass and Screen on Somas Road, and I'd be happy to start them off with a free trial of water.
Well, thank you, Ron. Anyways, have a great day, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And that number that we want you all to call is 888-880-4540. That is the number you need to call and get your free water from Mr. Jack, and we'll make sure that you get to a demo, and we will be there to help support you through this. That number again is 888-880-4540.
What is your health worth?
There is no price.
There's
on your
no
health.
Price on
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not. You know, we've talked to people who've tried the water and have had great benefits from it. PJ had a cancer, and it was basically. Her experience with it was
her tumor,
was her diet,
her
and
tumor.
Her water.
That helped get rid of her tumors, which was amazing story. I mean, you heard it from her own mouth.
Cancer cannot live in an alkaline environment.
That's right, and she's studying to be a
nutritionist,
and was amazed at the first paragraph in the books that she has, which was a 1,000-page book. Was the first paragraph was all about water.
Well, I should have mentioned this earlier. I got wind of this doctor that specializes in stage 4 cancer. Guess what his answer to stage 4 cancer is?
What is it?
Alkaline.
Wow.
Alkaline.
I'm glad you said that because I've got a few people that I know personally that are in that stage. Yeah. I don't know about fourth stage, but they're in that cancer stage.
And he's been getting tremendous results. Tremendous results.
That's great.
Wow. Stage four. He's just alkaline. That's what he said. You know, and this guy was doing it with lemons, lemon water and stuff like that. And I said, you know, if he has this water, geez, it's, you know, if you look at just the ORP rating on this water, you know, you want a negative oxidation reduction potential to be anti-inflammatory and to have the effects you want against cancers and your body's pH and stuff. And here is something that by drinking the water, it's 10 times what, you know, what an orange would be or what green tea would be. So.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, what are some of the books out there that are like Dr. Shinya? He is a, fifth?
He's a world-renowned
fifth top
surgeon.
Leading surgeon in colonoscopy. I mean, what do you say about that one, Jack? I mean, that guy, from what I understand, is...
Well, here's a guy who developed the colonoscopy because his family got sick, his wife got sick, and there's nothing they could do for her, and he felt like, there's something I got to do. So he ended up developing the colonoscope, which now is the thing that everybody gets to introduced to around 50 years of age.
And it will creep up behind everybody.
Yeah, creep up behind you.
Eventually.
Well, basically, you know, it's said and it's true that all disease originates in the colon, you know, so... By looking at the colon and finding the finding out if there's some problems with it, you know, and actually going up there and looking, he can prevent people from getting to the stage
Absolutely.
Four or get into inoperable.
And he endorses this water. He also makes his patients drink it a month before he'll do any type of surgery and continue to drink it after.
If you come to one of our demos, which I hope you all will after this program, and that is we show you some pictures of Dr. Shinya's work, and basically, you know, before and after just 90 days of tweaking the diet and drinking the water, you know, these colons, this is kind of...
It's like going through a black tunnel and then coming out to a nice, bright pink one.
Yeah, pink, clean. pink, clean, and healthy is what
exactly.
they say.
Exactly. Yeah. I would prefer that any day
you
of the
go from a ew to a ah.
Yeah, and, you know, you think of all the bacteria and everything just settles in the colon, and here... It's unbelievable. You need to see these pictures. If you're not convinced before, you'll be convinced after that.
Well, it's a great way to get yourself cleansed. You really need to drink, you know, alkaline water. And if you can get a hold of it, you'll be doing yourself a great favor. At least try it out, you know, and just get that sense of getting the cleanse going. And, you know, it's free. I mean, Jack is, you know, he's so giving. Mm-hmm. You're a lot more giving than I am, Jack. I'm a lot more strict on how I do things, but I think that you're a pretty cool guy to be sharing this with everybody, and I think that you viewers out there, you listeners out there, need to take them up on it.
Give us a call at 888-880-4540 and get yourself find out, you know, what location that you want to go to see a demo, get your water from Jack, and
I've never turned anybody down ever.
I know.
No, or cut them off, actually.
I don't either.
You're pretty cool like that.
I actually went today, delivered water to my insurance agent, who I just got new insurance, you know, from. His wife is a survivor of some type of cancer out there, and I wanted him to try it and have his wife try it. So hopefully that will be, you know, they'll get some results. That's what we do. We just give away the water.
You know, and again, this water doesn't diagnose, treat, or cure anything.
No, we don't.
But here's my experience, and that is I haven't found too many things, you know, maladies, disorders, degenerative type diseases like acid indigestion, you know, arthritis, that kind of stuff, that this water hasn't had a benefit, a very, very positive benefit for.
I've had nothing but wonderful benefits. Rita and I both have had great experiences. My testimony is we have arthritis that runs in our family, and it's the crippling kind.
Yeah, we swell up, our knees swell up.
Rheumatoid.
We struggle.
Actually,
we struggle a lot. And mine was my hip. I couldn't sleep on my left side for probably 2 years. And my experience was, you know, drinking the water. My biggest thing was drinking enough of it.
Yep, me too.
Because I know that when I drank some of it, I got some of the experience where I felt like something was going on. But when I really got serious and started drinking more of it, oh my gosh, it was great to be able to sleep and be able to roll over on your left side.
And that's why, because we need to get therapeutic results, we need to drink 1 ounce per body pound. And just to maintain, it's a half ounce per body pound. Remember last week how bad my knee was, Claudette?
I know.
Couldn't.
It's because you weren't drinking.
Look at this. I couldn't even do this at all last week. It was so swollen. She went with me. We went to Target in Newbury Park. I bought a knee brace. And she goes, what have you been doing different? I says, I've really been bad at my water. I haven't been taking it to work with me. So I'm standing on my legs.
She's always asking me for it.
I'm always standing on my legs, all the, you know, doing my hair cutting on the few days that I do it. And I didn't drink enough water those two, three days. And I'm telling you, I was a mess. But look at me today. You know why? I'm not going to forget my water. I'm carrying an extra gallon in my truck besides the handheld one that I drink. And look at me today. I'm telling you, Jack, it was
so
bad.
She was a mess. She was. She
looked
like
pain. I was.
She looked like a little old lady driving a little basket around the store because she needed something to lean on.
I couldn't walk on my own. I kept feeling like I was just going to fall to the ground because my leg was so swollen. I felt stiff.
Shame on you for not drinking your
water. I know
that,
and here I preach it. And let me tell you something. No more. I am not.
It's too hard.
I'm not going to go without it. And you don't want to tell you too. I had some blood work done recently, and cannot believe my body fat content, and I couldn't believe my cholesterol because, you know, I was really heavy. I was obese at one time, and I've had my blood work probably 4 times in the last 3 years since I've lost so much weight. And recently it was so low, Claudette, it was unreal.
Good.
And my body count,
awesome.
My body fat, when I started this whole thing a couple years ago, you know, with dieting and trying to get rid of, you know, this fat, extra fat I had on me, I was at 38% body fat. Guess what I am
That's
today?
A lot.
That's Jell-O,
guess,
isn't it?
Guess what? Hey! Who are you talking about? I'm more like pudding. It was 22%. 22%. That's like what bodybuilders dream of, you know. 22% body fat.
That's pretty good.
You know, so that's pretty good for a 5'8" woman.
She's
that
old.
Weighs right around 155 pounds.
Well, good for
a pure love. No,
well,
that's
what you became is overly acidic, right? That's where most people find themselves.
Absolutely. I couldn't sleep at night. I mean, I was just a basket case between my back with the herniated disc, my bad knees, the arthritis. I mean, you know, I was ready for a wheelchair.
She's definitely a mess.
I've got a little article here on being overly acidic. You know, one of the things we talk about, this water, it neutralizes. It goes about neutralizing your body's pH and allows you to get back to homeostasis. And again, we always said that Dr. Otto Warburg did a 1931 Nobel Prize in medicine for discovering that cancer cannot live in an alkaline environment. So what we want to do is become more...
No, it cannot
more
live in an acidic environment.
Cancer cannot live in an alkaline environment.
Oh my gosh.
Where are you?
My mind just went. You are absolutely right. I was
I am always right.
Okay, X-nay that.
Yeah, well, it was you drink some more water.
I am.
Well, some of the signs that you're overly acidic and you tire easily and become fatigued, you find it more difficult to think clearly. There
okay,
we go.
I'm
Bingo.
Thinking. Okay. I'm thinking clearly.
I'm giving you some hot water.
Develop a pessimistic
now.
Outlook on life. Boy, who doesn't have a pessimistic outlook on life? Maybe something to do with the economy. Maybe we'll feel better about that. Lack of the energy and a vital spark to achieve your goals and aspirations. More frequent colds, flus, allergies, respiratory ailments, stiffness, joint pain, arthritis, chronic fatigue, chemical sensitivities, or fibromyalgia. You know, that's one thing I found since getting into the water is the benefit this water has on fibromyalgia.
Yeah. Everybody I know now has it.
That's why I got a hold of PJ Blue.
That's crazy.
To give water to a lady with fibromyalgia.
That was all about. It works like, isn't it like in a week or less?
Yes. And
everybody's
I've met
different.
Like three or four people that had it, that it's helped them amazingly. I mean, they're able to
night and day.
They're able to tie their shoelaces and put their pants on because they were struggling with it. I mean, these are clients of mine.
People can hug you and touch you again, because that's one of the things that fibromyalgia people have, is they can't handle the touch.
Oh yeah, yeah. Chronic long-term medical problems like high blood pressure, autoimmune disorders, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and inflammation. I mean, and diabetes.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, tell everybody, you know, if you're a diabetic, I'll prove to you how good this water is. Okay, if you are a diabetic, check your numbers.
That's right.
Drink the water for a day. Check your numbers.
That's
you
actually,
would be blown away.
Yeah, I hear.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, in one day I hear an inflammation, big time, people. I'm telling you, my knee was like a cantaloupe. Like a
That's
cantaloupe.
Bad.
And you look at me. I couldn't
She
do
was
that.
Wearing this knee brace around, and I could see the hole in the middle of the knee.
Yeah. And look at me today. And this was only 2 days. 2 days of catching back up with my water.
She was a mess.
You are an alkaline water.
Yeah, I know.
You are an alkaline water guru.
Spank me.
Guru.
I need it.
Well, you're an alkaline water practitioner. And you walk around, you hobble around.
Well, you know what?
We
make mistakes too. It's like, you
we're
know,
human.
Well, if they didn't give you a ration of, you know.
Oh, I got a ration from this one right here. Her name is Claudette.
Yeah. Well, you know what? She's always bugging me for my water. And I'm like, you know, I'm glued to mine.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Not after what I just experienced. Yeah, that was very painful.
Symptoms of toxic overload, headaches, muscle aches, depression, allergies, sensitivity to smells, chronic infection, joint pain, memory loss, fatigue, and frequent colds. Now, wouldn't that be nice if you're suffering from any of those things, that if you just, something as simple as
picking
drinking
up
the water
and
just
it.
Seeing if it helps you out. You know, I had a guy on the show that, a couple, 3 months ago or so, and he said he drank the water for one day, and he was calling me. He was going to call me again, but I came back into the shop before he could get on the phone. He says, I'm thinking clearer. My indigestion is gone. I feel light on my feet. I just feel really great just from drinking the water.
And I just had an experience with a gentleman who's a fitness trainer, and he's ex-Navy, I think you're Air Force.
I'm Air
Sorry.
Force.
Well, military. He's ex-military. He is a total fitness buff, and he just moved to my beach house, him and his fiancée. She's a traveling nurse, and he started drinking the water. He was complaining to me about his feet, how he couldn't walk on the sand. I go, what? I'm looking at this guy. He's got an amazing physique. And I said to him, you can't walk on the sand. Why? He goes, because my feet hurt so bad, and I have a metal plate in my hip, and when I walk it does this and that, and I can't even go barefoot. I gave him the water. I said listen, I want to give this as a gift to you. I want you and your fiance to drink this water. And I'm telling you, 4 days later he sends me a text, OMG, I'm addicted to your water. When can I come get more? I now can walk in the, he's walking in the sand without his feet hurting. It's helping him sleep through the night. He has his fiance, they've been drinking it now 2 weeks. His fiance has dropped some weight. I mean, they are loving it. He will be at a demo tonight. So if you come tonight, you will see us Alkaline Sisters. Hopefully Jack, you'll be there, and
you
can meet
tonight,
Albert.
Jack? Why don't you
I could do that.
Okay.
I got some, I have to go to a conference tomorrow for a week. So
well, we'll see.
I wanted to get to one because I have somebody I want to escort there and show them what's going on.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there with a handful of people. I'll tell you, these new people that are going absolutely berserk over this water is just amazing. I just gave it to them, walked away, never even called them back. They were calling me. When I can get more water?
Isn't that great? Somebody get the message. But, you know, if you say to him, you know, come on down here and try this water. Oh, it's too much trouble. Well, you give him to the water, give him the water, have him try it. Then they start breaking down the door.
Oh, yeah. Except for he felt bad about coming over to pick up the water from me. He goes, I just don't want to do that. I feel embarrassed. And I says, are you kidding? I want to give the water away. I want to see results. I want people. I'm so passionate about helping people. I want to hear these stories. This is just.
I am going to take issue with that. I used to come over and get water, and you weren't there.
Hey, then I started leaving you the remote to the gate to come in and get your own doggone water. You're coming every 2 days.
Pretty lucky there, Jack.
Well, that's which brings me brings up a point here. You know, I talk to people every now and then about the water, and they say, "Oh, I've tried that alkaline water. I went to the water store or whatever, and they're selling it or whatever they're doing it. You know, and so I got a 2 week supply or something.
Oh,
this
no.
water
it
does
work
not
like
last.
That. No,
it does not last. No. It goes away. The whole electrolysis process that creates it, you know, in the machine." You know, that all goes away after about 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days maximum.
So if you're drinking, listen to me up there. If you're drinking what you think is alkaline water and it's more than 3 days old,
you're not drinking alkaline water.
Filtered water.
Yeah,
it's called living water. That's why we stress about telling you this is living water.
And I'll show it to you on, you know, a pH meter on a ORP meter that. Why the water is alive and what it's able to do, and we'll show you the waters that just
and
not there.
And the reason is because we don't take everything out of the water that these other filtration systems do, where they're taking out it's not even a filtration system, but with the different waters that people are drinking, they're taking all the nutrients out of it. They're taking the
minerals,
reverse osmosis.
That's
taking out
minerals.
That is the
antioxidants.
We call that dead water.
Yeah.
So in one glass or one bottle of our water is equivalent in antioxidants to what did they say? 50 pounds of broccoli.
Tons and tons and tons of broccoli. If you guys can sit back and eat a lot of broccoli like that, go for it.
And Dr. Filster, saying that you couldn't eat enough broccoli and stuff to equal.
Blueberries.
Yeah,
and
it's just unbelievable.
The whole point of this is just to, we're so compassionate, all of us. I mean, not just us. I mean, everybody, you know, that's involved with this, that all we want to do is just, we want the world to get healthy. We want people to get smarter. And really think about what it is they're doing for themselves.
Well, and we're green. And we're green. We want our
next
generations of children to not have to live with all this plastic that people that we're
oh my gosh,
bottled water.
Save the earth.
I mean, look at our fish and our. I mean, look at what's happening. Have you guys seen some of the reports of the
now you're doom and gloom.
She is doom and gloom, but
well,
anyways,
we're green, and that's one thing that's really important, you know, out there, because our generations of kids are great.
Well, our kids, we want to make sure, because see, we're the baby boomers, and we want very much for our children to, you know, to continue this path that we're all on, and to share this also when they have their own kids. At least by then, you know, we'll have less problems, less health issues. You know, and that's really what we're here for. We're here to educate and hopefully, you know, enlighten a lot of people out there that just don't understand what this is. The properties of the waters are antioxidants. It's alkaline, antioxidants, and microclustering. And if you really want to know what those three things are, you need to come to a demo. So you need to sign up with Jack at 888-880-4540. And let us educate you.
Do it for your health.
You.
What's your health worth? Do it for your health.
There is no price to put on health.
I would never put a price on this.
I mean, seriously, what is your health worth?
Not a car. And you know what? Life is short. And sorry, but it is. I mean, I look at myself now. I'm 54, and I'm thinking, my gosh, I'm 54 already. I don't feel 54. I feel like I'm 24, 34.
Excuse me. I need to correct her, because I am 39, and we're only 4 years apart. So how could you be 54? I mean, I think you got that wrong. Okay, that's all we're gonna go.
It's okay. She can be 39 any time of the week. I don't mind saying I'm 54, because I don't feel it. I don't look it. And I'm gonna keep drinking my alkaline water.
I want to bring to everybody's attention to, you know, we've done this program. Well, we started this program in. The end of October last year, and we stopped doing it the end of July, okay? And now we're going to come back, and we're going to do periodic shows just to get the message out to people, you know. But they can go back and listen to podcasts of some of those shows by going to kvta.com, and going to podcasts, and you can listen to all those ones that we've done in the past, and some of them are very, very moving.
The Saturday shows at 11 a.m.
That's awesome to know there, Jack. I'm glad you said that, because I have a lot of people who want to listen to a lot of the different shows that we've done, and if we can do that.
Yeah, guys like I had black legs and ankles from diabetic neuropathy, and by drinking the water, it was able to, you know, get fluid and get the exchange of fluid out of those tissues, get oxygen to them, and it was cleared up. He got off of, he was disabled, and he was actually able to go back to work.
Wow,
that's
great.
That's the kind of stuff we're talking about, people.
That is an amazing story.
That is great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be able to do some of these in the future, but this is your one chance right now to pick up the phone and call.
888-880-4540. And it was so great to be back with you again, Jack.
Thank you for having us again.
Yeah, you guys can give me a call once in a while. Not
every
7 weeks.
I do. I send you texts and love notes all the time.
Hey, well, thank you very much, ladies, for coming and doing
this. You're welcome.
And,
thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you.
It's great. And I want to get the message out there. The water is the answer.
It is.
Great.
Okay. Talk to you later. We'll give us a call.
Bye.
Bye.